fighting for America.
Republicans should stop holding our Homeland Security hostage.
The president needs to listen to the American people and say, yes, let's build the Keystone Pipeline.
Fighting for Idaho.
What we are teaching young people right now is if you love someone, beat the heck out of them. If you love someone, choke them, whip them, torture them.
Fighting for you.
Brian Williams. It's almost as if the libs are reluctantly carrying the water on this story.
Well, what are you talking about? He cured cancer and landed on the moon.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning.
How can you criticize somebody that did these things?
Right.
Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning, the master of the multitask, if you will. As I'm even speaking with you right now, we're posting this, what's coming up on the program today, on our Facebook sites, KIDO AM Boise, 580 KIDO, Twitter, Kevin Miller Show, Kevin Miller this, Kevin Miller that. We're going to have our friend Greg Pruitt on from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Then we'll hear from the other side, probably not today, but this week, Senator Hagedorn. I don't even know if there's really another side, but Greg will be in studio. Remember, his march is coming up Saturday at the Grove at 3:30, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. And there are a lot of people in this business that don't acknowledge their biases, right? We see that with the press, and we've seen this with Add the Words. And I've charged to you, my dear friends, a lot of times that there is a charge of bias sometimes. I think we're all human, so we do have that issue of a bias, right? We do have that issue where we're biased in everything else. And the beauty about this show is that we talk about our biases, right? We sit back and say to ourselves that, we are conservative. We are God-fearing. We love families. That's why, whether it was a job opportunity or a family opportunity, we live in the greatest state ever to have a family, where family values mean something. And I have to admit this, that when it comes to a guy, not a guy like, but Greg Pruitt, I have a bias, because what Greg has done in this state should be an example to all of us. He had an issue with a state law concerning constitutional carry and whether or not you should be allowed to have a permit or be required to have a permit to conceal and carry. Now, Greg, and I don't want to ruin this, at 7 o'clock we'll be in here to make his case on his bill, House Bill 89. And Greg, instead of like a lot of folks, decided that he was going to pressure the legislators. And it's like a walking civics lesson, really. He decided to go out in front of Boise Gun Company, got permission from the owners, great guys, we love them, we appreciate them, and said, hey, do you mind if I ask people to sign my petition? And he and a lot of his friends in the cold, remember when it was cold in Idaho in the winter, and I remember this was like 2-3 years ago. I remember this. And these guys went out and got not 1,000, not 2,000, but over 3,000 signatures saying we'd like a hearing on concealed carry. Now, we can sit there and debate and take a look at how our friends in the Second Amendment community are treated compared to the more politically correct Add the Words folks. The Add the Words folks broke the law. The Add the Words folks made an issue of them not getting a hearing. They didn't behave. You had one of their leaders hanging out in the closet. Not figuratively, literally, hanging out in a closet. And then you had this hearing and you had the shenanigans and the emotion and everything else. But at least they got a hearing. Well, Greg's group had a march, and, we heard from the naysayers that, oh, boy, it's going to be bad. You're going to have people with guns roaming the Capitol, and what about security, and what about everything else? And I'm thinking, weren't we founded on guns and God? really, when it comes down to the state of Idaho, the West, if not the country, right? And yet we had people all a flutter. Well, Greg tried to work with the legislators, and he was told last year to be a good boy, right? He was told last year to be a good boy, and constitutional carry went nowhere. Now, campus carry did. Campus carry did. In fact, there was so much brouhaha that Senator Marv Hagedorn's bill got pulled. I think he yanked it from the House just because of what has been going on last time around. Now, Senator Hagedorn is back. He's ready to go, and his bill will be debated this week. So, you know, back to making a long story short, you have this guy, Greg Pruitt, from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. I think there are over, what, 2,000-3,000 members? 4,000 members, and he goes to the gun shows and everything else. It shows you what you can do. And if you're a Second Amendment guy, you want to listen in the second, and gal, you want to listen in the 7 o'clock hour. Maybe you want to attend his march, which will be coming up very soon. And, you know, I'm just amazed at just the great things he's done. So we'll be talking about that in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, as we just heard from Fox News, that, you know, ISIS is on the attack again. What's it going to take at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, for us as Americans to finally take them seriously, to finally say to ourselves, guys, this is bad. Guys, this is trouble. Guys, we need to stop these folks. They burned alive, according to broadcast and published reports, they burned alive 45 Iraqis last night. And remember, and I saw this on Facebook earlier, they had this thing about the president saying, we've ended the war in Iraq. Well, when you're killing 45 Iraqi citizens, I don't think you've ended the war in Iraq. And by the way, if you missed it last hour, we're going to share this clip from you, from our friend William O'Reilly from the Fox News Channel. Remember, 580-KIDO is your home for Fox News on the radio from last night's Talking Points. And hopefully we'll get to that, Timmy. We'll do that in a minute. Let's see if we can play that clip here at 580-KIDO.
So, there we go. On the president's watch, the following countries have become terrorist safe havens. Syria, Iraq, northern Pakistan, eastern Nigeria, Libya, Somalia, Iran, parts of Algeria, and parts of Afghanistan. That is quite a resume. We in America have been fortunate that our intelligence agencies and the FBI, as well as local police, have prevented another big attack like 9/11. Instead, we and other countries continue to absorb small blows from fanatical individuals. But with ISIS expanding its territory and recruiting thousands of fanatical killers from all over the world, no one is safe. Therefore, it is imperative that President Obama stop living in a theoretical, even fictional world.
Well, will the president stop living in a fictional world? Well, he's got his big summit going on. That's right. It's the violent summit, if you will. And they're there. Of course, they didn't talk about the Islamic radicals. Eric Holder, if you missed it, was giving one of his speeches and saying, well, if Fox News and others would stop, you know, calling them terrorists and not going after them and saying bad things, then maybe we could do something. It doesn't matter what we call them. Yeah, you do. By the way, it's called the White House Summit on Combating Violent Extremism. This is what our commander-in-chief is doing from our own John Decker at 580-KIDO.
Securing America.
The White House has consistently avoided naming Islamic extremism as the central focus of the summit, and officials like Attorney General Eric Holder seem to bristle when the term radical Islam is brought up by reporters.
You know, I'm not sure an awful lot is gained by saying that.
As for President Obama, he met with his new defense secretary, Ashton Carter, Tuesday to discuss a strategy for destroying ISIS.
Stabilizing the situation in Iraq, but addressing the foreign fighter
issue.
The president will address the summit Wednesday, focusing on ways that cities are handling the threat of extremism. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News Radio.
And we'll hear from John Decker later on in the program, here with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. So the president's going to worry about cities combating ISIS. Now, let's start off something. By the way, a couple minutes we'll have traffic with Dave Burnett, weather from Larry Gebert. But here's the big thought of the day, and this is a tough one. And thankfully, you're bright enough to handle it at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. The president wants to run out the clock. In my opinion, the president wants to have this debate about the War Powers Act, and you ask any constitutional expert, he has the authority, to take down ISIS without getting congressional authorization, and they already gave it to President Bush. The precedent has been set. I love this, where, and this is the irony, dear friends, isn't it? Where we have the president of the United States who just got slapped by a federal judge, for his executive action trying to legalize the illegals. And by the way, have you seen some of the footage? The illegals are not happy. The illegals are very, very angry. Very angry. But he gets slapped by a federal judge for doing something unconstitutional. And this is a guy that's done it all the time, right? He's done it all the time. And so now he's going to get congressional approval after getting exactly from a judge? No, the president just wants to run out the clock. So the question to you is, to stop ISIS, to do it the right way, do you send in the 82nd Airborne? Do you send in the 101st Screaming Eagles? Do you send in the people that kill for a living? No disrespect intended to those folks. But we have the best soldiers, the best sailors, the best airmen, the best Marines, the best members of the Coast Guard, the best military in the world. And here's the other thing. You send them in if you put boots on the ground and you say, unlike Afghanistan, unlike Iraq, you guys don't pull any punches. I mean, the hypocrisy of the world that we live in today, dear friend, is that if we inadvertently bomb civilian casualties, collateral damage, we are condemned, yet ISIS burns 45 Iraqis alive, and there's no outrage. ISIS beheads 21 Egyptian Christians, and our administration, on Ash Wednesday, will not defend the cross. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. I want to hear from you next. 28 in Wilder. Time for traffic now at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's go to the phones. Linda and Emmett, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, come on, time to... That's the wake-up bell. Good morning.
I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat this morning.
Now, let me just say this. You're not still in the bed, are you?
Huh?
All right, you're not still in the bed, are you?
No.
All right, just checking. A lot of people, you know, wake up sleeping with me. Some people actually take me.
I've done that before, too.
You've slept with me?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And then, you know, I'm not going to say who told me this, but Tea Party Bob, you know, he's in the shower with me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about the situation.
I don't know if I should have revealed that one, right?
I know. Sometimes things are better kept secret.
I mean, could you imagine, you know, right now, Tea Party Bob taking a shower, listening to the show? I bet he's saying,
Yeah, just What I called about.
Oh, what you called about something. I thought you were just rolling around.
No, I called about something.
Okay.
I am so sick and tired of our president not taking action in all the countries that ISIS has taken over. This last mass beheading is those people can't be human. There is something wrong with their thinking, which of course we all know that. But burning people alive in Libya and Syria, the business of beheading 21 Christian Egyptians, and our president can't say, well, you know, they were Egyptian citizens, and that's all he said. When is this man going to wake up and realize that we are fighting one of the most notorious?
No.
You know,
he's too busy fighting. Actually, he's still fighting the federal judge that said he broke the law.
Well,
I mean, the illegal thing, and now the illegals are angry. They're mad, mad, mad.
Oh, I know. I heard that.
You know, they're flipping people the bird and all sorts of crazy things.
We're going to have to send in the 82nd Airborne and a lot of special ops people to get in there and rid that area of ISIS, because there's no other way to do it. It's like an octopus, and it keeps just growing tentacles, and they're spreading out more and more and more.
It's like what Captain America went up against Hydra. Linda, you have a good day.
You too, dear.
All right. Thank you very much. Our friend Linda from Emmett admitted that she didn't sleep with us in the morning. However, I guess she's ready to go. President Obama, he's mad about the illegals. We'll talk a little bit about that. Krispy Kreme seems to be in hot water. We'll share that story with you more, plus our Fox News folks. And the state of Idaho, we first talked about this yesterday. I guess they're debating this in the House or the Senate. Who needs details in the morning? Details, details, blah, 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 the details. But apparently now they're looking at raising the sales tax from 6% to 7%, which makes me wonder. A lot of conservative activists have said this to me both on and off the air, said it to us, right, because we're in this together. How conservative are we when we're looking at raising the gas tax from, what is it, where it is now to, is it 8 cents? I'll have to go back to it. I know it's 12 cents a gallon for diesel. I think it's 8 cents for gasoline. And then raising it a penny every month. Is that a fiscally conservative policy that you would endorse? Fiscally conservative, heck, you can be a lib and be a fiscal conservative, right? But that and to raise the sales tax, and the libs in Oregon, yeah, they may pay higher property taxes, but they don't have to deal with the rising sales tax. In fact, I will give you an idea, and you're going to say, well, Kevin, what do you know? I have a ton of ideas. I never follow through on them. I just asked Mrs. Miller about that. I give her 20 million ideas a day. Now, again, I say, well, this is what you should do. You know, you really should do this. You really should do that. And if she's listening right now, she's going to, oh, boy, not again. But the idea that if I were in Oregon, and you're going to say, well, Kevin, it's already there, you nitwit. However, if I were the governor of Oregon, not the one that's the openly bisexual now, the first one ever, but if I were the governor of Oregon, I would go right to Ontario, and maybe this has been tried in the past, but it was probably ahead of its time, and I would build the biggest shopping facility ever. Kind of like how Jackpot and all those other places, you know what I'm saying? Those other places where you just go across the border and you can gamble. I would have like shop this, shop that, outlet this, outlet that, and I would kill it. Now, maybe it's been tried. Maybe somebody has talked about it. But that's what I would do, especially if the sales tax goes up from 6% to 7%. So two things for you coming up right after the news at 580-5436. How conservative do you believe that we are? We're definitely one of, if not the most Republican state when it comes to fiscal policy. And number two, the idea of reforming the tax code. lot going on this morning. Thank you for joining us on this Ash Wednesday. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And living the dream. Hope you're having a good one. By the way, do want to remind you all that 580 KIDO, we have a lot of great radio stations here in our family. And if you go to the Kevin Miller, not the Kevin Miller Show, because I can't figure it out, Kevin Miller on Facebook, you'll see this interesting commercial about NASCAR. And by the way, local NASCAR driving legend Brian Scott will join us coming up on Thursday. And coming up, we're going to share with you a funny NASCAR clip on my Facebook. If you're a friend, you can check it out now. By the way, all NASCAR action available on our sister station, 630thefan.com. Joining us now, Rachel Sutherland. You a NASCAR fan at all?
Oh, not really.
I'm trying to think of a kind of a funny intro, like what kind of crazy person jumps out of a perfectly good airplane, and then you kind of say, what kind of person drives a car around a track at over 200 miles an hour? I'm still trying to work on the intro, though.
I don't know how much I can help you with that, because, yeah, I'm not a big NASCAR person.
As you know, Rachel, I have a lot of work that needs to be done, but Rachel Jones is from Fox News Radio to talk about the ISIS threat in Iraq and Syria, and certainly you talk about these Egyptian folks, you talk about the Iraqis that were burned alive. This is serious stuff.
Really, and every time we think we've seen the worst of the depravity of ISIS, they really just step it up again. And intelligence sources telling Fox News that the five-minute video, the one where the Coptic Christians were beheaded, that they found new evidence that it was directly coordinated with the mother organization ISIS in Iraq and Syria. So it looks like they're becoming more and more organized more and more depraved. And another report coming out this morning, which is deeply disturbing. In fact, people may want to even turn down the radio, that possibly ISIS is harvesting organs from some of these victims and selling them. And that's maybe how they're being financed lately.
Well, considering, I guess, the coalition has had some success in their oil business, this is straight out of 24, Homeland and Tom Clancy all rolled into one.
Oh, yeah, you can't even really get your mind around it. And there's also been reports that some doctors who have refused to engage in this organ harvesting have been executed.
You don't really tell ISIS no.
It sounds that way. Yeah, that they don't take no for an answer, and they don't even take yes for an answer. There's just no answer at all.
No,
go out there and do what they do.
Now, I know the president is having the violence summit here, and a lot of folks and the outgoing attorney general critical of Fox News because of Fox News calling them terrorists and such. What is the reaction there from the first day of the summit? I hear the president's going to focus on cities and ISIS today.
Right. He's definitely going to be sitting down talking about the extremist violence. There's a lot of people who would prefer that the Obama administration call it Islamic extremism, but the White House has been very consistent in this and not calling it that, saying the president has said that these people have betrayed their religion and that extremism is extremism. But there are others and conservatives who are saying definitely Islamic extremism and have been consistent in their message. So and one might argue, you know, if you don't know your enemy and the way the enemy thinks and you don't define it, it's a little harder to fight it. But the Obama administration is really not taking that position.
A lot of people critical of the Obama administration on this. Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio here at 580 KIDO with K Milley in the morning. What is expected to come out of this? I mean, you know, the idea that, as we've said, harvesting organs, burning people alive, you and I can talk about it, but these actions are going on. We've got our allies in the region saying, look, we were promised search and rescue teams. We were promised more boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And the president, his response to these requests.
Well, you know, we'll see what the response is today from the summit on some of these latest acts of violence, as you mentioned, the burning of 45 people in western Iraq. That's just emerging. The beheading of 21 Coptic Christians in Libya. Of course, the burning of the Jordanian air pilot. It really just seems like it's really stepped up over recent days and weeks. We'd seen the atrocities and heard of them before, and it seems that ISIS is ramping up instead of the other way around. So, Yeah, it remains to be seen what comes out of today's summit. You know, we'll be watching it here at Fox News.
Finally, I know Congress is just getting back to work. Any expected congressional thoughts on this?
Well, you know, actually, they're not at work today. And, you know, they do have to deal with the president's war authorization to continue fighting ISIS, the renewal of a war authorization that will last 3 years, some say. You know, that it's not clear enough whether or not there'd be boots on the ground. Some Democrats are concerned. Other Republicans are saying that this war authorization that he's requesting does not go far enough. Basically, that Senator Mark Rubio of Florida, I believe, is saying, the Republican saying that he would just prefer to have, you know, almost a blank check here to do whatever is necessary to wipe out ISIS.
Do those guys ever work?
Yes, they do. I mean, definitely, it seems like a plum cushy job in Congress. When they work hard. When they don't work, well, I guess they would say they're meeting with their constituency.
Well, you'd have my vote, Rachel.
No, I would never run for office.
Yeah, well, you have a great day. We appreciate it, ma'am.
You do.
Our friend Rachel Sutherland joining us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Coming up, a couple local issues. Number one, Channel 7 doing a great job last night getting the local reaction to the immigration decision. Now you have people vilifying this judge, and if there is an honest news organization in the country, they should be detailing all the threats against this judge that have the audacity, God bless him, to stick up for the Constitution. And we have a lot of people, like our friend Tom Munns and others, that speak of the Constitution, and they do it day in and day out. They get called names. They get called things, but they fight. And sometimes I look at those folks and I go, man, they just have so much guts. And in the world we live in, I mean, you have the real world and then you have...
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Now, thank you, Christopher Troupas. Chris Troupas with us here. A couple things that I want to take a look at locally. Checking out one of the papers today, apparently the Air Force, the Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James, will be coming to Gowan Field. She'll be coming here tomorrow. And as we know, look. And by the way, if you want to tell me something, we'll consider your source. We won't reveal our sources. I had a source, actually a few sources, tell me about the Boulder White Clouds. I didn't reveal my sources. I fell on the sword. People made fun of me about that. But I do believe that this program, through your work, through your listenership, stopped the President of the United States from declaring that a national monument. Let's take a look at some good that we can do in addition to that. We outed him. He was coming in. Not to scare you, but to inform you, and we've been on this for quite some time, the future of Gowan Field. I had a young lady come up to me once, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and say, you know, thank you. We really appreciate the listeners. We appreciate the callers. We appreciate the show. And I said, well, I appreciate that. Look, I need a job. And she goes, funny you should say that, Kevin Miller, because my son, who's worked at Gowan Field, lost his job. He's having trouble getting another one. And I go, it's like, you know, those of us that have been through it, you lose your job, you lose your gig. It's horrible, right? You feel less than human. You know, all of a sudden, you look at the price of a cup of coffee. I mean, and as you get older, gigs are tougher to get, right? So I'm talking to this young lady, and there have been a lot of cutbacks at Gowan Field that have been going under the radar. And I understand that the news people are busy, but now you got, what, the Secretary of the Air Force coming in? I hope it's a good thing. You have the president, and if nothing else, thank goodness that we have the Republicans in Congress, because the A-10 ain't going anywhere. The A-10 is not going anywhere, number one. Number two, the president could take the Apaches. You know, Gowan Field is such an economic engine. And props to Mayor Dave Beter. Something's up with this because the mayor doesn't inadvertently just put up a website, gowanstrong.com, for no reason. and pen an editorial in the paper about the need for Gowan Field. We will be there for Gowan Field as long as I am here with you. Something's going on there. And this is where the ability of a Jim Risch, a Mike Crapo, a Mike Simpson make a difference. This is where getting folks together and saying, and Butch Otter for that matter, you know, we need Gowan Field. We need Mountain Home. But you heard it from me first. Something's going on there. And the mayor's website, the mayor should be applauded. He gets it. His bread is buttered there. All of ours are. We'll continue to watch that story for you. Coming up next, the president's angry. Congress is on vacation. Wouldn't that be a great gig to have? Who's really working? 580KIDO. 6:50 in the morning. Kevin Miller with you. Let's get you to work safely.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Coming up, our friend Greg Pruitt will join us. We'll talk guns. We always love talking guns from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Here's something interesting. Should violent felons be forced to register? Boy, you got a motley crew here on the cover of the Statesman today. Let's see, you got this guy, Jeffrey Baker, sentenced to 15 years to life for shaking his 11-year-old daughter to death in 2010. James Whitewater, sentenced to 19 to 40 years in prison, pled guilty to second-degree murder in the shooting death of Pedro Martin. Alfredo Martinez, convicted of aggravated battery and domestic violence, now charged with second-degree murder of Selena Thomas. Jose Ibarra, convicted in March 2013 of felony domestic battery with traumatic injury for dragging his estranged wife behind his vehicle. This is good news. He's eligible for parole a year from now. By the way, should these folks have to register like sex offenders? Is that an invasion of their freedom? We'll get into that. By the way, as well, those of you, and you know we're a pro-pet show, we love the four-legged family members, and if you haven't gone online, if you haven't gone on television, you're going, who won the Westminster Dog Show, Kevin Miller? A beagle. Four-year-old Canadian-born Miss P. Now, first of all, well, look, the dog can't help that she's Canadian or he's Canadian. Well, she. The only other beagle to score best in the show was some dog named Uno. A popular hound who barked and bayed his way into everyone's hearts in 08. Apparently now she's related to Uno, but never a peep out of her. Now, here's the thing that I don't get. Finally, at least we have a real dog. You know, a basset hound, a beagle, and nothing against poodles. Oh, I know. You that follow me on Facebook, you're going to go, hey, didn't you take that dog test? You take those tests from BuzzFeed sometimes and stuff. Who are you? Now, I always try and get it so I'm like Batman or somebody good. So I took the dog test. Now, there are three dogs that I like. I like German Shepherds, Australian Shepherds, and I like the Dachshunds. The Dachshunds have ruined me. I know. All sense of me being a man have gone out the window. And so I took the dog test, and I'm rooting, come on, little doggy, let me be a Dachshund. Let me be a German Shepherd. Let me be an Australian Shepherd. I got a poodle. Yeah, I'll admit that to you. I'm a poodle on Facebook. And I would have loved to have been a beagle. So I can't really rip it on the poodles. But thank goodness, I mean, a beagle is the dog of the year there from the Westminster Kennel Club. By the way, it's kind of interesting how people get into that. 28 degrees now in Caldwell, 580. 6:59, coming up next, Greg Pruitt with us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, Angela answering all your firearm questions next. You want to hear what he says.